I'm nervous. I have diarrhea.
Thanks, Cam, for bringing the shit coffee.
Give us a call at 2-0.
It did make me shit.
Ooh.
Was that fucking Bailey's?
And this is the thing. I went to the bathroom. I was going to go to the bathroom that was next to us, but Big Fatty had went in there before, and I opened up that door. I was like, oh, fuck that shit.
No.
I said, I will go to our hotel room and shit it up in there. I am not dousing myself with Big Fatty shit.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No. Well,
he was also in there for like 45 minutes.
I think
minutes.
It gave me skin cancer.
Oh.
No skin cancer is what it gave me.
What,
too soon?
Are you doing puppet shows with your nose too?
Ew. Maybe.
That is so gross.
What are you doing?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, it's not loud enough. Oh, we can't really hear it.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I love that one.
There's been worse ones than that though. Like, well, actually, I listened to one today. I think it was his recent show. And I think I smelled that. What he burped.
I think some of it landed on the mic.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sometimes it'll make you gag. It's just disgusting.
Gross. So how did they get a hold of you?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm nervous. I have diarrhea.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 975 of the BFO for poor Big Fatty, 975 for Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Big Fatty, it'll just be more fuck-ups. Hi, everyone. Hello, ghoulies. Big Fatty, you fucked it up again. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's the last hump of October. Can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Y'all, and it's only 5 days to Gay Grandma. Dear Gussie, y'all, I need to get by the P.O. box. Just in case there's a card in there or something. Y'all, I tell you what, after yesterday's little show, y'all, I heard from all kinds of Mexicans. In fact, the only people I heard from were Mexicans. Y'all, because, you know, I said, should I renew the BFO over at the GoDaddy? And y'all, I heard from Naught. And Naught goes, what is GoDaddy? Is that some sort of sexually deviant BDSM horror site? And I said, no. And y'all, then I heard from that Hat M, and he goes, yes, go ahead and cancel it. And then startup Big Panties or something like that, I don't know. And y'all, then I heard from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and y'all, I think I've made him mad. You know, he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to lose his Big Fatty. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, then the last one. The last one came from that Kim. Beaver, and y'all, she, y'all, it was threatening, y'all, it was just threatening, and y'all, it was, she says, if you know what's good for you, you'll renew it, because you don't want to have to deal with this angry lesbian. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, speaking of angry, y'all, I've got to head down into the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, get it on down there, yes!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
Vicious into the BFO, make that intro shorter, Desk. I don't really have anything to say here, but I just wanted to make the Big Fatty, you fucked it up!
Hygiene. F-A-T-T-Y.
there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me tell you, y'all, if you are not watching the dance, and y'all, you don't know what you missed on Monday night, because y'all, I thought we were going to come to fisticuffs. I thought it was going to be fisticuffs. And y'all, it was, I have to say, y'all, that I thought that the judges were a little on the ugly. They were a little on the mean and ugly side on Monday night. But y'all, let me tell you, Bruno, he is the male version, and not very much male, version of Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, he's absolutely batshit crazy. Batshit crazy, let me just tell you. But y'all, he was on there and he was talking about that Chaz Bono, and dear Gussie, y'all, he said that Chaz Bono was like a little penguin waddling around the around the floor. And y'all, although he's correct, y'all, you could see the fire. You could see the fire in Lacey Pemberton. Not Pemberton. What's her name? Schwimmer. It's Schwimmer. Y'all, I oftentimes confuse Pemberton and Schwimmer. Big Freddy, it sounds like a law firm. Pemberton and Schwimmer. But, y'all, you could see that she was pissed. She was pissed, but then, y'all, then after the dance by Maxim and that Hope, not lesbian, but she's the real masculine woman. Hope the soccer player, Carrie Ann was saying, and y'all, then that Lynn Goodman, y'all, you know, he's the crotchety. Old judge on there. You know, I always make fun of him. I didn't like it. You know, he doesn't like anything. Whoa! Y'all, that is some more of those Greek potatoes and the Greek poke chops. But anyway, y'all, he was... I didn't like it! I thought it was your worst dance. And y'all, Max got spoke up and... And then he goes, and part of it's your fault, Max. And Max is like, well, I'm just sick and tired of y'all just beating these people down. And, you know, they're trying their best and blah, 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 blah. And I've been doing this for 50 years. I've been dancing for 50 years. And y'all, that Tom Bergeron, y'all, he had to step in and say, okay, well, why don't y'all go on up and get your scores before this escalates any further. Y'all, I really thought it was coming to fisticuffs. But anyway, y'all, I think it's going to be one of those two couples that leaves the ballroom tonight. And by the time you hear this, you already know who's left. But y'all, it should be that Chaz Bono. Y'all, I gotta say, Chaz is terrible. Just terrible. Y'all is a horrible dancer. But y'all, there are the people out there that are calling in, and y'all, that's really not the, that's part of it. But y'all, when you get to this point in the competition, it's time for the dead weight, and y'all, there's a lot of weight. I don't know that Chaz has lost a whole lot of weight, but anyway. But y'all, I gotta say that Nancy Grace, who I don't really care for, I think she is the C word. Big Fatty, does she have cancer? No, the other C word. But I thought she did pretty well last night, y'all. She's a thick gal. She's a stout gal, as someone once asked me, what is that stout woman's name? The one that's drinking the beer. And so anyway, but y'all, there you have it. And y'all, then on later tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, the survivor. Oh, the survivor, y'all, dear sweet Gussie, y'all. Somebody wants to go to the Redemption Center. And y'all, they're going to go over there. And I don't know why they want to go over there, but that's the teaser. That is the teaser. They're trying to... someone's volunteering to go to the Redemption Center. But anyway. So what can I say? So anyway... And I don't think there's anything. Y'all, there was some kind of new show that started the Once Upon a Time, and y'all, it's evidently some sort of nursery rhymes or something. I don't know what it is, but I recorded it. But we'll see what it's all about. Y'all, I got the Immortal Cash from the Colorado Lottery a while back from Brian and David out there, or it may have just been from David, I don't know. Y'all, by the way, I've not heard any additional information as to when their Colorado Hootenanny, perhaps it'll be a cotillion, no? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I thought I'd go ahead and do this. Y'all, this is the Immortal Cash. Match any of your numbers to the winning number and win the prize shown. Get a bat symbol and win 5 times the prize shown. Dear Gussie, y'all, let's check out the winning numbers. Here we go. Y'all, this is very exciting for Gay Kreml Week. Y'all, we've got a number 11, and we've got a number 22. Y'all, that's double. And then we've got a number 2. I say chew. And then we've got a number 8. All right, y'all, those are the winning numbers. Now, y'all, let's see if we matched them. How many of these do we have to scratch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we've got 20 numbers to scratch. Here we go, y'all. All right, here we go, y'all. We've got a number 16. No winner there. We have got a number E. No, that's a number 5. No winner there. We've got a number 40. Not a winner. Number 17, no winner there. Number 36, Big Fatty, no winner there either. We've got a number 10, not a winner. Number 27, not a winner. Number 19, no winner there. Number 34, not a winner. And a number 3, no winner there, Big Fatty. All right, we're halfway done. Y'all, here we go. Here we go. Number 41, not a winner. Y'all, we've got a number 15, not a winner. A number 30, no winner there. We've got a number 18, not a winner. And a number 4, not a winner. All right, y'all, we're down to our last 5 numbers. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear sweet Gussie. Here we go. Oh, dear Gussie. Number 23, not a winner. We've got a number 37, not a winner. Number 24, not a winner. Number 42, not a winner. And finally, number 38. Big Fatty, it's a big old Immortal Cash for somebody else. But Brian and David, thank you so much. I can't tell you what a trick it was. I wish it had been a treat, but it was a trick. But anyway, y'all, I'm behind on the bacon calendar. Let's do a little catch up on that. Yes, Big Fatty. Hogs, this is for last Friday. Y'all, this is from Mary Randolph, a Virginia housewife from 1842. Hogs are the highest perfection from I think I did this one already. Yes, I did that one already. Big Fatty, you sure do it again. Hogs are in the highest perfection from 2.5 to 4 years old and make the best bacon when they do not weigh more than 150 or 60 at the farthest. Yes, Big Fatty, I think you did that one already. Y'all, for last weekend, it was bacon or bacoon. B-A-C-O-U-N was a word that referred to all poop until the 16th century. Y'all, I'm sure it's some kind of Mexican word since they've got that extra U in there. Y'all, for Monday, it was cured poop was such a staple in the Roman Empire that hogs was specially bred in Lusania to meet the huge demand. Y'all, I have no idea where Lusania is. I think that was a boat that sank, though, the Lusania. And y'all, then, William Styron, from the Artist and Writer's Cookbook by Beryl Barr and Barbara Turner Sachs, says, chicken fried in bacon fat simply tastes better. Isn't that the truth, y'all? I don't know that I've ever had chicken fried in bacon fat. And y'all, for today, for hump day, it is pancetta is cured. Oh, dear Gussie. It is cured or pickled Italian bacon that is not smoked. Y'all, we are getting all kinds of Mexican bacon on this bacon calendar. Y'all, it's as if it's come from Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, now I'm going to go over here. Y'all, that was the 20 that was going off. Y'all, the 20 has been interesting. Y'all, that's Stevie B. Sent out a little twitty, said, y'all, he's gotten the Bulgarian national anthem caught in his head. And, y'all, it's too early. It's too early for that. You gotta get it out of your head. Anyway, y'all, here's what that Kim said. Y'all, it was very threatening. It says, let it expire and you'll get to know one angry lesbian. Dear Gushy Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, I did get this from Paul. And y'all, you know, we are moving into political season. And, you know, in fact, coming up on the, what day is that? Is it the 8th? Is it the 8th or the 1st of November when is Election Day? I don't know when it is, y'all. But y'all, that Juan Buffet, in a recent interview on CNBC, offered one of the best quotes about the debt ceiling. He said, and y'all, I don't know this Juan Buffet. I think he's got a lot of money. But anyway, y'all, I have to agree with him on some of these things. It'll never happen, but I like his thinking. He says, I could end the deficit in 5 minutes. You just pass a law that says that any time there's a deficit of more than 3% of gross domestic product, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election. Y'all, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. The 26th Amendment, which grants the right to vote for 18 years, Big Freddy can't talk, for 18-year-olds, took only 3 months and 8 days to be ratified. Why? It's very simple. People demanded it. That was in 1971, before the computers, e-letters, and the cellular telephonic devices. Of the 27 amendments to the Constitution, 7 took 1 year or less to become law of the land, and because of public pressure. When Juan Buffet is asking each addressee to forward this email to 20 people, y'all, I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything. Y'all, and if you do that, evidently, in 3 days, most of the people in the United States of America will have the message. And y'all, we're going to call it this. It's the Congressional Reform Act of 2011. And y'all, here are the provisions of that. Number one, there's no tenure and no pension for Congress people. A congressman or woman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they're out of office. Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately, and all future funds flow into Social Security, and Congress participates with the American people. It may not be used for any other purpose. Congress can purchase their own retirement plan. Plan just as all Americans do. Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of the CPI or 3%. Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care as the American people. Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people, and all contracts with past and present congressmen and women are void, effective 1/1/12. The American people didn't make this contract with congressmen and women. Y'all, I couldn't agree more with some of that. You know what those Congress people would say if all of that passed? Big Ricky, can you tell us what they would say, huh?
I'm nervous. I have diarrhea.
And they would shot themselves 100 times.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.